celebrating 50 years of ministry, this is Breakthrough with Rod Parsley.
We lose sight of eternity. We've lost sight of God. When the gospel is all about you and this natural world, we've lost sight of the gospel. God, give me a church so on fire that on Saturday night people can't sleep for praying a spirit of conviction in here on Sunday morning. If a lost man walks through that door, he can't wait for the first song. He's already in the altar. People say, Pastor, why do you preach like you do? There's no place like hell.
A short investment of time can yield game-changing results. 10 minutes to tranquility from Dr. Rod Parsley will give you supernatural strength and comfort through the power of the Holy Spirit. Begin and end each day with the peace that passes all understanding. Learn the keys by requesting your free copy of 10 Minutes to Tranquility. Call or visit rodparsley.com.
And God said, if they will look to it, because I decreed it, they will live. That pole represented the cross, of course, in the New Covenant. All you have to do is look and live. I said, all you have to do is look and live. Hey there, welcome to another God-exalting international broadcast of your breakthrough. I've got a really special message coming up just for you, so I need you to help me today. Come on, will you? Help me today. I want you to use your social media. Be an evangelist. Spread the word of God. Tell everyone in your list that Breakthrough is on. Pastor Rod has a message just for them. They'll be excited to receive it. They'll be enthused and infused with the Spirit of the living God. Well, today, we're going to rise above the snake bites of a culture that's literally lost its mind. I hear you shouting amen. And a church that's confused its calling and neglected its heavenly assignment. Multiplied millions are simply looking for answers, but God has provided a way with eternity in mind. If we'll only, watch me now, look and live. I've been so privileged to present this one and only true message of the gospel to those who are lost, those who are hurting, those that just need an encouraging word from God. The ever-expanding outreach of this worldwide soul-winning ministry is only possible because of friends just like you. I need to pause right here at the very beginning of your broadcast of Breakthrough today to say thank you. Thank you for your prayers, for every word of encouragement. They mean more to Miss Joni and I than I could ever even begin to hope to express. Well, perhaps it's been a little while since we've heard from you. It is, after all, the summer months. Or this may be the very first time you've tuned in to Breakthrough. Won't you take just a moment today? Drop me a card, a short letter or long letter. Share how God is working in your life and how Joni and I can pray specifically for you. That's our anointing. That's our calling. Our address is very simple. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. Post Office Box 100, Columbus, Ohio, 43216. And now we're going into today's message because it's all about the one. So let's look and live. First Corinthians chapter number 10. We'll make it easy on everybody and we'll begin at verse 1. We'll do several verses among the first 10 verses of 1 Corinthians chapter number 1. A study of the church at Corinth is one of the most interesting you could ever embark on. So just think about that. So I want to talk to you about home. Just look at somebody and say, home. Some of you'd like to be there now. Home. Some of you are there now, and we'd like for you to be here. Well, at least me and that lady back there, we'd love for you to be here. Thank you, Nick. Nick, it's harder for him to shout and praise than anybody in here, but he just outshouted and outpraised us all, just shamed us all right there. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 10, Paul the apostle right here is setting forth for every one of us the example of our forefathers, the Jewish people, which was the church, you understand, of God like us, only under the old economy, the Old Testament, the Old Covenant. So when we see them, we see a type and a shadow, a picture, a mirrored image of the church, because the Old Testament is in the new fulfilled. Okay, just want to make sure you have a whole Bible. If you just have a New Testament, you have a dagger. You need a sword, get the whole thing. They were given, those children of Israel, the Jewish people, they were given a great, great privilege. In fact, many, many privileges. But their sins and their iniquities were heinous affronts to God. Heinous affronts to God. And as a result of their sins being such an affront, they fell under grievous things you can't imagine, like the earth swallowing thousands up at one time, like fire and brimstone raining down out of heaven and destroying entire cities, like leprosy being visited upon people, hunger, lack, deprivation, all as a part of their economy as a result of not only original sin, which was the sin in the Garden of Eden that's in the bloodstream of all humanity. That's the reason even in the driest times in Ohio, weeds seem to make it. Don't have to cultivate them, don't have to water them, don't have to do anything. Whoop, there they is. Right? That's the way sin is. And then there are sins of commission and sins of omission. When God tells you to do a thing, you don't do it, that's a sin. Right? If God says don't do it and you do it, that's a sin. All right. Now here in these verses, we have it explained for us. Chapter 10, verse 1. I would not want you to be unaware that all our fathers were under the cloud. Pillar of cloud by day, pillar of fire by night. And all passed through the sea. Which sea? The Red Sea. Out of Egyptian slavery and bondage and forced labor into a promised land. All were baptized into Moses in the cloud and in the sea. Verse 5, but with many of them, God was not well pleased. Uh-oh. So what did God do? He gave instruction to his man. His man was Moses. The instruction was, make a serpent, put it up on a pole. Have you ever noticed the emblem for medicine? Is a pole with a snake on it. Now you'll notice it. And God said, if they will look to it, because I decreed it, they will live. That pole represented the cross, of course, in the new covenant. So God says there's all this death. It's everywhere. It's pervasive. It's basically in the air you're breathing. It's certainly coursing through the veins of every man or woman who's ever broken the womb of their mother. It's there. You can't ignore it, but you can get free from it. All you have to do is look and live. I said, all you have to do is look and live. All you have to do is look and live. Look at the man on the middle cross. Look at him suffering for your sin. Watch him sighing for your sin. Watch him be wounded for your iniquities. The chastised, wounded for your iniquities. Boy, I'm stuck there. Bruised for your iniquities. Wounded for your transgressions. Bruised for your iniquities. Wounded for your transgressions. What does that mean? A wound is something destructive to your outward body. Yeah? Wounded for your transgressions. Bruised for your iniquity. What's a bruise? It's an inward wound. So he, there on that cross, on that pole, he's saying to you, if you will look to me, I will heal what's wrong outside you, but I'll do a whole lot more. I'll take care of fixing what's wrong inside you. Say, this is our example. Look and live. Everybody standing. Now I'm finished talking to you. Hallelujah. 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 Nothing wrong with Netflix, but you're not going to live from it. Nothing wrong with a magazine, but you're not going to live from it. Nothing wrong with, you know, some forms of entertainment, but you're not going to live from it. But you look to Jesus. It's just that simple. Looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. So every head bowed right now. Today, our Father, in the name of the Lord Jesus, we determine to look to you. We determine to look to the cross. For every need, for Jesus, either you're Lord of all or you're not Lord at all. And so today, let my broken words be consolation. That today, grace is still preaching. Today, mercy is still mighty. And may this be an admonition, just a good, strong, stern warning that we're stepping off track. Oh, Holy Spirit of God, hound of heaven, move from heart to heart, from mind to mind, from person to person today. Convict of sin and convince of righteousness. In many ways, we've been snake bitten, Lord, and we're looking everywhere for the answer but to you. And today, we've heard that if we just look to you, we could live. We can rise above the snake bites of this culture gone mad, a church that's lost its way, and preachers that can't find a Bible. Today, oh God, speak to each of us, me included, as an individual, as as the sweet psalmist of Israel said, "Search me, O God, see if there be any wicked way in me. Let my sin not be an affront to you." Lord Jesus, today I just look to you. Not to a church, not to a man, not to an organization, not to a religion. I look square at the cross and then glance over at that empty tomb and know you paid the price. And today, Jesus, I look to you. Jesus crucified between two thieves, two malefactors, two really, really bad dudes. He had done nothing, Jesus. But there, on those side crosses, those thieves went to cursing him. I mean, just the most horrible things you could ever think of. And then he looked over at Jesus, and he just said one little sentence. "Lord, remember me." Wow. I wanted to talk to that guy. Because that day, hanging there, bleeding by which the veins of God were emptied, Jesus said, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Now wait just one hallelujah minute. Oh, how we underestimate the mercy of God. Don't tell me you've never thought it. How come the wicked seem to prosper and I'm down here? Don't tell me you've never thought it. It's a sin, but you thought it. I mean, what was heaven like that day? There's a guy out here. So the supervisor angel comes over and says, "What exactly did you do to gain entrance?" He said, I just looked at the guy in the middle. And he said, "I could come, and so can you." Shout! Shout! Shout that you're going to make it. You're going to get in. Your religious thing, you shout because God can forgive you. Lift up those hands. Say, "Jesus, I look to you. Save me. Deliver me. Help me. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Jesus, I accept you. Believe in you. Confess you. And I'm leaving here today. Gonna serve you. Now help me as I look to you." Now shout, dance, clap, spin, wave. I rebuke every condemning spirit, but I loose the conviction of the Holy Spirit. Of heaven. Do your work, Holy Spirit. Do what men can't do. And Matthew's Gospel, chapter number 10, the incomparable apostle describes the directives that the Lord Jesus gave to his disciples. Now, there are many, many points, but I want to highlight two in particular. Near the end of the chapter, he encouraged them all that God is aware of everything we're going through when we're going through it. In fact, we have absolute assurance that our God knows the very number of the hair on our heads and provides even for the lowly sparrow. Then in verse number 8, Master Teacher taught us to care for the sick, to make sure we had great compassion for those who were afflicted and the dying. Because freely we have received, he said, now freely give. At this very moment in human history, millions who live in the Horn of Africa are starving. Starving really barely describes this life-threatening crisis. In one refugee camp alone, 13 children are perishing every 24 hours. Did you hear me? In North Darfur, Sudan, at least one child perishes from starvation every 2 hours. Listen, we must rescue, and we can rescue, these desperate, precious little ones before it's forever too late. Our Bridge of Hope partners are on the ground right now in the hot spots of hunger. That's why I've already promised them at least 150,000 meals. We can do that through our new $50,000 Save Them Matching Challenge. Won't you help save them? I'm stepping out in faith, trusting you will respond and you'll do it quickly and double the impact of your Bridge of Hope gift. Rather than helping one dying child, you'll be helping 16 children. 16 will live and not die because you gave a gift of only $48, $96, and you can become a lifesaver, helping me feed 32 children. Other organizations have run out of food, and that's why it's so very, very vital that you prayerfully consider how you can help me today feed these suffering children. Now, this matching challenge will come to an end on June 1st, just a few days from right now. The hunger crisis in South Sudan, Ethiopia, Somalia is killing precious children, destroying any hope for their future. Give hope. Give life. Do it right now. Simply call that number on your screen. It's there around the clock because we have to help them now. Or you can simply click on rodparsley.com, or you can rush your letter in the mail to me, but write that letter today and include your prayer request. I want to thank you on their behalf for your tremendous heart of compassion for those in such tragedy. With your gift today, you are lending to the Lord, and he promised he will repay your generosity for helping his hungry children. So don't hesitate. Do the best you can today. You will feel so good in your heart for doing it. Call now. I'm believing you will.
Millions are starving, and your generous gift to Bridge of Hope can help save them. Mothers and children in Sudan, South Sudan, Ethiopia, and Somalia can be rescued from widespread famine because of our partners on the ground in hot spots of hunger. Many organizations have run out of food, but you can rush food and emergency aid to the desperate and dying. Because of the $50,000 Save Them Matching Challenge Fund, your gift doubles in impact to save lives. $48 or more will help feed 16 children and help Bridge of Hope meet its goal of 150,000 meals. Please pray how you can help. A gift of $96 will help feed 32 children and minister God's love to them. Let's save lives together. Call day or night. Click on rodparsley.com or rush your letter today. This limited time matching challenge ends on June 1st. Remember the Lord's command, as you have done it for the least of these, you have done it for me. Thank you for your rapid response. Please call right away.
I wish to thank you and bless you for your generous support of the missions outreach of Bridge of Hope. It's so vital to mothers, to children across America and around the world. I've received a heartbreaking report concerning one such mother. She struggled with all her might to keep her children alive while drought robbed her and her family of all their crops and all their livestock. Her children right now are very, very hungry. She's exacerbated. She's fearful for her infant daughter. She doesn't want her to die of starvation, and I know you don't. So for the sake of desperate moms and their hungry babies, please don't wait. Don't hesitate. Let's save lives together. Let's do it today. You can call right now, day or night, and ask a compassionate friend to join with you in this Christ-like mission of mercy. I'm so very blessed to know you care for the hungry and you love the hopeless. Keep praying for them now. We must pray, and join me next time on Your Breakthrough.
This is the summer your life changes forever. Valor Christian College Summer Internship, June 17th through July 12th.
Experience a generational anointing with impartation from Dr. Rod Parsley and hands-on application with business and ministry leaders in media, event planning, outreach, production, finance, music, and beyond.
All culminating with Dominion Camp Meeting. Pastors, immerse your staff in free training.
Prospective students encounter the spirit-charged atmosphere on the campus of the School of Revival, creating lasting memories and lifelong friendships.
Registration plus room and board are free, but you must be 18 years or older to apply. Lives will be changed.
Futures secured.
Destinies altered.
At Valor Christian College Summer Internship, June 17th through July 12th.
Spots are filling up fast, so register today at theevent.vip.